Blog Talk Radio.
America is essentially a dream. It is the dream of a land where men of all races, of all nationalities, and of all creeds can live together as brothers. That all men are created equal.
The nonviolent warrior, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. When we keep the legacies of love and truth alive, all life's timeless hopes and dreams will survive. Oh, they killed the dreamer, but the dream still lives on of a nonviolent soldier who tried to right what was wrong. He was a nonviolent warrior on the battlefields of injustice, as living proof that his words of wisdom were his only weapons of truth.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
He was a prophet for peace, a spiritual keynote from above. He was a drum major for justice and a locksmith for love. Oh, they killed the dreamer, but the dream still lives on of a nonviolent soldier trying to right what was wrong. He tried to unlock the vaults of oppression for the family of man. When he put his fate's destiny in the master's hand, thus the melody of brotherhood through all struggle and strife will someday find perfect harmony on the keyboards of life. Oh, they killed the dreamer, but the dream still lives on of a nonviolent soldier who tried to right what was wrong.
And singing the words of the old Negro spiritual, free and fast, free and fast, thanks for the light.
And thank you for joining our forum here tonight at Victorious Radio and Communications. Victorious Radio and Communications, LLC, has a mission to provide a trusted source of information, music, and entertainment for people in efficient and sustainable ways that meet their needs while strengthening the civic and cultural life of the communities we aim to serve. Our vision is to be a valued, vital, vibrant, and victorious service that is indispensable to listeners' lives, inspires people to look at the world in different ways, and capitalizes on emerging opportunities to serve our listeners and communities. If you would like to join us by computer, please feel free to enter our chat room by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communication. And of course, you may always contact us by phone. Our Blog Talk call in discussion number is 347-855-8877. If at any time you would like to address myself or tonight's special guest, please press the number 1 and we will allow you into the forum. Now we'll speak on the commencements and awareness causes for the month of January. Did you know that January is known for the following? New Year's Day, January 1st. World Braille Day, January 4th. World Laughter Day, January 10th. National Youth Day, honored in India on January 12th, National Hug Day, which is today, January 21st. International Day of Commemoration in Memory of the Victims of the Holocaust, January 27th. International Street Children's Day, which is recognized on January 31st. And last but certainly not least, January 15th is the natural birthday, and the third Monday of each January is recognized as the holiday celebration in honor of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Tonight, I am very, very, very honored and excited about a special guest who will share their information, experience, strength, and fortitude pertaining to tonight's topic, the legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. It is a great privilege that I now introduce to everyone, Dr. Lawrence D. Bland.
I am happy to be on your show and be your listening audience. But the first thing I want to do is get my National Hug Day. I didn't know that that is what this day was.
I didn't realize
it. I came at the right time.
Yes, you did. And I love hugs, and I love hugging Dr. Bland. Great energy. Great energy.
The world should take this day and just hug each other. Too much violence in the world. I think consciously we can have an impact on most of it somehow. It just takes faith in believing in the future, having faith in tomorrow.
Absolutely. Dr. Bland, I'm just going to share a little bit about your very extensive background. One thing in particular is that you are the general chairman of the United States Municipal Guard Law Enforcement Volunteers Corporation.
Yes.
Very impressive. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Well, I hadn't hoped to do that.
I'm more interested in
coming up with solutions to many of the problems that we face daily.
Absolutely.
And that's the crisis that we're in as a nation today, to be able to resolve some of the most important issues which are fundamental in the existence, coexistence with all kinds of people in under various different circumstances. I'm looking forward to the questions. If you do that, I'll be more excited about it.
Such a
I'm not
man.
As important.
Well, I beg to differ. However, we'll get right into it. I'm really excited about tonight's topic, the legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., someone who, in my opinion, is lost but definitely not forgotten. Let's start right with it. Dr. King worked to achieve civil rights for African Americans in many different areas, such as voting, which I think is a good point to bring up considering the time of year it is. What are some of the other areas in which he and others during the civil rights movement sought to secure equality? And which of these do you think was most important in the civil rights movement fight and why?
That's a great lead-off question for many reasons. Myself, I've had over 56 years in the civil rights movement. And during these years, we've all learned a great deal about ourselves, about the history of this nation, what its responsibilities and obligations are to the people of this country. Somehow, we've ignored a great deal of it. I think Dr. King worked to achieve the civil rights for all Americans to include the human rights, and that's in many different areas. The crucial areas were to get the attention of those in power to make change. In order to do that, we had to work towards the issues of securing equality, which meant protests, but peaceful protests. And the most important of that protest was to be nonviolent. A violent protest invokes one singular solitary thing as conflict from the opposing party. Dr. King taught us not just to turn the other cheek, but to be patient. Not to be patient because the time is now, but but be patient where it's beneficial for us as a people to move forward when we've been held back for so many centuries.
Wow, I really loved how you touched on why it was essential to be nonviolent.
Mm-hmm.
I think about my generation time, and actually we had a show yesterday that talked about today's generation and could they actually tolerate some of the things that our ancestors and forefathers tolerated during the civil rights movement. And, you know, how some of us would be deceased or worse than deceased. But I think that that was a really important area to touch on. How did Mahatma Gandhi influence Martin Luther King? What was his essential philosophy, and how did Reverend Dr. King aim to embody his ideas in the U.S.?
Well, those are two questions in one. Mahatma Gandhi's influence was not just here. It was all over the world, and his plight for freedom for his people. And it was a protest of showing the world who was the aggressor, showing the world that don't blame the victims in the process of making law. And I've said this oftentimes, but I've learned over the years in the legal process that law is written without common sense. And it's left up to the people to decide what is to be imposed as common sense and reinforced for the right reasons. I've also learned in the process that necessity has no respect of law. When change has to come, we must employ the right tools to influence that change. It doesn't mean going out in a violent sense. You have to take it to the street for the right reasons, to bring about justice for our own respective communities, but for the nation as a whole. During the time that Dr. King began this movement, and his teachings by Mahatma Gandhi played a most significant role in achieving the recognition that we had to have in order to change things at that particular time. As all of you know, how racist the KKK is, Ku Klux Klan I'm making reference to. During these eras, like we had apartheid in South Africa, that was the embodiment of a nation, that it was legal to molest anybody that they chose, lynch anyone that they chose. Jim Crow laws in the United States, it was the law that these things were legal and all right as long as it was directed at people of color, namely and specifically black folks. We learned from that movement of Mahatma Gandhi's that this was the appropriate measure to take to bring recognition to our issues and finding a way to resolve them. I need not say those who participated at that time, myself and others, did endure a very harsh treatment. But we learned something so essential, is that we can make change doing it in a united manner, and not turning our backs or turning away from the issues, but dealing with them. It cast a real negative black shadow over America. When you think about the bombings of four young children, young girls in the church, you think about the water hoses, and the confrontations at the public counters, public facilities, accommodations. We've changed America by persistency in trying to do something about the conditions in this country that need change. It's a very deep-rooted commitment to yourself as well as to your people.
If you had to describe the legacy of Dr. King, what would you say is the most important aspect of his legacy that he's left behind?
It's very hard to describe a singular legacy of Dr. King's, Only time will tell just how great or in depth that legacy is. What we do understand and will recognize henceforth is the importance of being a part of the fiber and the fabric of a nation. As we celebrate the various different holidays, not just in America, with the 4th of July, it didn't have the same meaning at that time as it has now. As we recognize we are a part of America, and we will not be turned around by anybody. In other words, being turned back. We won't allow the clock to turn back in terms of time. History will repeat itself. If you say nothing, do nothing, you then become part of the problem. Dr. King's legacy was to teach us how to be what God had made all of us, that we're entitled to the basic freedoms of living, any human being, any nation. A flag represents the aspirations of a nation, the intent of its people, where it's going, what it represents. Well, that's what freedom in America represents to us. If others can have it, why are we not entitled to it? We learn to stand up and fight for ourselves in a proper manner. I think it's grown from that point on. Dr. King's legacy is not just known in America, it's known in every country in the world. So that legacy wasn't just limited to people of color, black folks in America. Whites had benefited by it tremendously. And we could not have achieved that at that particular time without the support of some whites who were committed to justice in the proper way, making life in America, if not worldwide, humane. So there's no way you can put a limit on the legacy of Dr. King. It will continue to develop. It's been loosened, and it cannot be put back in the box.
Amazing answer, and wonderful insight. And I really appreciate how you shared that it's worldwide, and that should be recognized and remembered. Which of King's accomplishments in the civil rights movement do you think had the most lasting influence on the American society?
That's an easy question for me. Dr. King's accomplishments were very much like Jesus. He died for a reason. Jesus died for a reason. He died. They both shared something as brothers. If you live a life, no matter where it is or what you do, you must be willing to give up that life for something. And why not live it in the best aspirations of all? Live it for humanity, for all human beings. If we look at this world of society, the only predator for humans is other human beings. At one time we had the dinosaurs. They're no longer in existence. So the only predator to the human race are other human beings, killing each other all over the United States, all over the world. That has to cease at some point in time. Every other living creature has a predator, but not humans. We have to learn how to live together and do what's right and what God has essentially put us here to do. We've lost that direction. We're also caretakers, that we must care for other human beings, respect the gift of life, and do the best to maximize it. I think then we'll be in a position that we can live in other areas of outer space, if that be the reality.
In one of King's earliest speeches, he said, "If freedom is good for any, it is good for all." What do you think that he meant by this quote? And how did he attempt to live up to this idea throughout his lifetime?
I think his actions reflected that if freedom is good for any, it's good for all. We have the same aspirations as anyone else. We want a good education for our children. We want to be safe in public places, in our homes. We want access to public accommodation. We want good jobs. We want good pay. We want to be compensated for the contributions we make to a nation that's great. And they are great and in depth. I can think of no other group of people, race of people, that are more committed to the success of America than African Americans. This doesn't mean that others are not, but this is specific areas. This is where the noose had been so tightened against us, such hatred aimed at people who had never done anything wrong to white folks, to treat us in the fashion that we were treated. If it's good for them to have a sense of freedom, it's also good for us. We aspire to the same thing. We're not animals then. We never have them. I've often said in many instances and in questions I've had from others in lectures, what is wrong with a racist? I've said that my response has always been that I think anyone who's a racist has a DNA defect. And that defect has caused them to look for that, to be recognized, to be heard. And I think most often they're very ignorant, ignorant to the core. No one can change what God has made them. And people talk about God as colorblind. You have to look at the true issues of what that represents. God is color conscious. At least he would not have made flowers of very different colors, bird feathers of different colors, people of different nationalities. Now, who's to call God wrong because he made people? That's what we were given. That's what we're supposed to have. And be thankful that that was chosen by us, by a higher order. And someone to have any opposition to what one's skin pigmentation is, says they are sick and dumb at the same time. But the disappointment is that I've seen so many people that have come to believe that that was right in some sense. We need a lot of work. That'll be a continual thing for all existence until we mature as a race of people. And I've said this, there's only one race, that's the human race. All the varied nationalities are members of the human race. We must continue to treat each other as brothers and sisters for the right reason.
Well, why do you think J. Edgar Hoover was so determined to undermine Dr. King's work for civil rights? And additionally, do you care to share your thoughts on Hoover's actions?
Oh, I think Hoover's actions were reflective of the time and fear of not being as superior as he would have loved many to believe, that we were not what we had been labeled as. We have to think of this in greater detail. When the slaves were brought to America, spoke several languages. They spoke French, German, Dutch, as well as Yoruba, Swahili. But they didn't speak English. And they were forced or compelled to learn English. And they learned English from the most guttural-minded individual you could possibly imagine, the straw boss who had the wit cracking it that instant. When you hear what they call the Ebonics, that's not Ebonics. That language was learned from the straw boss, so they felt comfortable at that time. Plantation owners and being the exercise of authority over someone else that made them feel superior to other human beings. I think J. Edgar Hoover was a reinforcement of the old ways of in retaining the old Jim Crow laws and feeling comfortable in his superiority. That too came to an end, as everything is appropriate at any given time. He's not been, he reminded me much of the Willie Lynch's of the world. Those of us in the, that have read and studied the issues with regard to Willie Lynch. And I've said this in recent discussions, even with the elections today, with Donald Trump and others. We have a group of our own community who, I believe, if Willie Lynch were running for office, you'd have some black folks who would vote for him. That would be unfortunate. But we still have some of us that have an objection to themselves as a people. And Willie Lynch just symbolizes the old values that did more detrimental damage to this country and to the future of America. So it took a lot during the Civil Rights era to help move this country forward. It took a lot of people who put their lives on the line for something they believed in. We had reached a state, a time in the history of America that we just weren't going to take it anymore. It was necessity that took over. It had no respect for the laws when the laws were wrong. Every law written doesn't make it right. Dr. King understood that, so did J. Edgar Hoover. So he worked tirelessly to impugn the integrity of Dr. King, to cause us to reflect on Dr. King in a negative sense. Thank God it didn't work.
Dr. Land, we're going to take a pause here, first to digest all of the knowledge and information that you just gave to the forum, and secondly, to give a word about our sponsors. First, we would like to thank Minister Fire Marketing. If you're looking at our virtual chat room and you see the lovely logos and graphics and you're interested in getting the same, please contact Minister Fire Marketing, Minister Billy James, at mofmarketing07@gmail.com. Victorious Radio would like to announce the Live Life to the Fullest Challenge. One of our broadcast sisters, Conversations with Gail, is hosting a 2016 Live Life to the Fullest Challenge, and here's how it works. Think of three or four things that you would really like to accomplish during the year 2016. Do a selfie photo video and post your video to Facebook sharing these things that you would like to sincerely accomplish during 2016. We, Victorious Radio and Communications, will be giving out $25 gift cards in various categories, such as the most creative, the most funniest, the most serious, and other categories. But you've got to post to win. Please post your video on the Facebook page, Conversations with Gail. Motivational Monday is the Power Hour, and our friends, Sisters with Purpose Kingdom of Heaven Ministries, is hosting a Kingdom Brunch on Saturday, January 30th, 2016, at the Infuse Restaurant, located right here in the DMV at 6339 Allentown Road, Temple Hills, Maryland, 20748. Cost of this brunch is $30 per person. Come on out, fellowship, and network. Additionally, Victorious Radio and Communications will be sponsoring two tickets for persons to attend this restaurant. In order to be eligible for a free ticket, please look on our Facebook page at Victorious Radio and Communications and check out the Survey Monkey survey link that we have provided. All you need to do is to complete a four-question survey that gives the name of the person that you're interested in, along with your name and an email so we can contact you if you win, and just tell us a little bit about the person who gets the ticket, why they should be nominated, why they should go for free. So please, 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 time is running out. We have about 7 days before that kicks off, and we would love to send two people to the Kingdom Brunch for free. Last but certainly not least, Life After Creating Your Own Happy Ending Incorporated is hosting the PB&J, which is Peanut Butter and Jelly Project, where we are collecting flip-top canned items, paper bags, water, sandwich bags, peanut butter, jelly, canned fruit, chips, crackers, and things of the like to stuff in paper bags to bring to the homeless and underserved population. Areas include Washington, D.C., Southern Maryland, Nanjamore, Maryland, and a series of host spots. Also, be sure to consider donating to the Life Essentials Project, where we are collecting toiletries and other life essentials for the homeless. If you're interested in donating, please get more information from www.creatinghappyendings.info. Now, for our last announcement, one that I am very excited about, I would like to announce that Dr. Lawrence Bland will be joining the Victorious team as he will be conducting his own talk show broadcast here with us called Public Opinion Radio. So, Dr. Bland, we would love to give the audience just a little insight about what's to come through Public Opinion Radio.
I'm so glad and pleased to be asked to participate. What I don't see often done is that the member gets a chance to express their thoughts and ideology in the areas of solutions. We all know the problems. We talk about it incessantly, but we never speak about the solutions. And that's publicly. You don't hear it in the Congress. You don't hear it in general talk arenas. And I think the public has something to say, but they're not being given the opportunity to express their thoughts and how this problem or any of our problems can be resolved. It doesn't mean that they're right, but it's a chance to speak out against the injustices of society and how people are devastated by the absence of their participation. I think this country overall, if they want to solve the problems in crime, famine, you name it, people are able to make contributions. It's just like we give such tax advantages to big business to help America, but we give nothing to the average taxpayer who should be the recipient of these tax shelters, tax advantages to help them conserve their resources and tell us what they think the problem is in America and how it can be rectified. I look forward to this participation.
And we look forward to having you participate and receiving knowledge and insight that is not commonly provided to the public. Well, Dr. Bland, I would like to thank you for coming on our show tonight. I'm going to leave our audience with a final thought in honor of Dr. King's legacy and, of course, an ode to Public Opinion Radio starting right here on February 2nd, 2016, at 7 p.m. Quote, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Until we meet again, may we all move forth in peace and with blessings and love.